Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to be here on this Lord's Day. It's good to see you all again. And as I give my presentation, I shouldn't call it a presentation, just open your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 6 and start with verse 20. You know, while we were here last week after the service, Nathan and Heather Edwards announced that they were going to have a baby in November. And of course, our first thoughts, and my first thought was excitement for them because I know how wonderful an experience that is. We've had four children. We have four grandchildren, and they're expecting our fifth. So what a blessing. What excitement. Looking forward to that day. My daughter Jennifer is also expecting in May. So a spring baby and a fall baby to come. And I also have to tell a story about our niece out in New Mexico. We used to spend some time out there when our children were small. And this will probably make my kids smile. But I think when she was about 3 years old, her mom was pregnant and expecting soon. And she got impatient one day and wanting the baby to be at home with them. So she told her mom, "Mom, go to Kmart and get that baby so we can bring him home." You know, such innocent thoughts of where babies come from. And we've also all heard the old wives' tale about the stork flying the baby home. That's another one. And of course, we all eventually learn as we get older where babies come from. So that's the focus of my lesson this morning, the blessings of motherhood. And looking around in the congregation this morning, we are truly blessed, not with only with dads, but we have many mothers here and mothers to be, you know, a future full of promise, a future of coming joy and excitement. You know, I thought all week long of what I was going to talk about, and I changed it several times. But I finally decided to focus on this because yesterday was my mom's birthday. And she's been gone about 13 years. And I remember as a child the love that she had for me and my brothers and my sisters. And even to the extent of my discipline that I finally understood when I got older. You heard the term, and the Bible speaks to this, spare the rod and spoil the child. That's Proverbs, and Proverbs 13:24 says, he that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. And I can honestly say that I got lots of love from my mom. I was not the youngest. I remember my mom's last birth of my sister, who was 13 years younger than me. My mom was 41 then. And I remember the truly unique feeling of another part of my mom coming to join us, to be part of our family. I've got some younger sisters, but I was too young to remember that. But this birth had special meaning to me. And as a young child, it was really unique. But then when I got married and had children of my own, that truly was God's blessing. God is a truly amazing God. He allowed us to have four healthy children. The love that we have for them and they for us. So God is an awesome God, a maker of all things magnificent. Okay, let's turn to Proverbs 6, 20 through 23. My son, keep my father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee, and when thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the light, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. So wisdom given is sometimes taken for granted. You know, as a child, I took so many things for granted. And through experience, we've found out that life is full of pitfalls and shortcomings. I'm sure we've all experienced that. And just as animals teach their young to survive in the wilderness, our parents try to teach us what they've learned so that we could be prepared for later in life to face life's challenges. So to learn by life's mistakes through trial and error can be difficult for each of us to deal with. You've heard me say the term before, you've learned more from your mistakes than from your successes. And that's rightly said, because we definitely don't want to make the same mistake twice, especially when it comes to Scripture and God's Word. So looking back, my mom was an inspiration to me. She taught me what I needed to know as to be a self-sufficient young man, a young adult. There's no greater love than a mother's love for her children, second to God. Our family sure has a lot of good memories of her, and we all still talk about her, how things used to be. Mother is mentioned 245 times in the King James Version. And the first reference is in Genesis 2 and 24. It says, therefore shalt a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Two shall become one. We are blessed with the soon-to-be wedding between Joe and Beverly. You know, we're all looking forward to that. You know, a new beginning, a new union with God's blessing. So may God bless them and the love that they have for each other for a lifetime to come. Matthew 19 and 6 says, wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. You know, marriage is serious business, especially when we read what the Bible has to say, and we see that God puts a lot of emphasis on it. So marriage is serious business, and of course it's full of pitfalls, shortcomings, and it's a working relationship between man and wife. The second use is in Genesis 3 and 20. Says, and Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. So this is the first reference to children. Adam's wife was Eve, and we are all descendants of them. So we're kind of related in a way, but not really. There's been an incredible amount of time between the time of Adam and Eve and now. And we all know the importance of God's law regarding the honor of a mother and father in the home. The first commandment with a promise added to it dealt with honor of parents. Exodus 20 and 12 says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. You know, I loved my parents just as God loved me. You know, I respected my parents. Of course, certainly there was times when I didn't agree with them. You know, I thought I knew a lot. But looking back, it's pretty incredible to realize how smart my parents got to be as I grew older. You know, the things they taught me, I resisted. the things sort of clicked later on in life when I got to be more responsible and when I learned not to be selfish, when I realized the value of their wisdom. The law of Moses was very strict concerning a child's honor of his mother in the Old Testament. You know, when we study the Bible, when we read the Old Testament, we find that the law of Moses was very strict, and it had its purpose. But when Jesus came, he changed all that. Exodus 21:15-17 says, "And he that smiteth his father or his mother shall be surely put to death. And he that stealeth a man and selleth him, if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. And he that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death." Think of the consequence if we live back in biblical times, you know, before Jesus came. Deuteronomy 21:18-21 says, "If a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they shall have chastened him will not hearken unto them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him out unto the elders of his city and unto the gates of his place, and there they shall say unto the elders of his city, This is our son, is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. And all the men of the city shall stone him with stones, that he die. So shalt thou put evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear." Think of it. You know, in the Old Testament, they took discipline very seriously. The laws were very explicit on the respect that children should have for the parents. You know, can wonder how that would work in our lives today. You know, the Bible encourages us to listen to our parents, to respect them and what they have to say to us. If we read the book of Proverbs, it's filled with admonitions concerning mothers and fathers. Proverbs 1:8 says, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of your mother." Proverbs 6:20 also repeats the thought and adds to it, "My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother." Proverbs 10:1 gives a solemn warning of what a foolish son does to his mother. "A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother." You know, as parents, we want our children to be the best that they can be. We have high expectations for them. We want to be proud of them, and it's only a natural feeling that we would want our children to be successful in life, to do all the right things. And the correct way to accomplish that is to bring them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord, to obey God, to obey his commandments, to obey his laws, and to find a life for themselves. Proverbs 23:22 says, "Do not despise your mother when she is old." Proverbs 29:15 says, "The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame." Just a personal reflection, each of you, when we think of our parents, especially our mothers, they hold such a special place in our hearts because we are their offspring. We are their image. We are what they taught us. And as Christians, we try to raise our children in a manner acceptable to God, because we certainly have guidelines. While Jesus was on this earth, motherhood was so important to him that God chose for Jesus to have an earthly mother and a heavenly father. Now we have the story of Jesus' birth in the first chapters of Matthew and John, or Matthew and Luke. Jesus repeated the fifth commandment, Matthew 19:19. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. One of his last statements Jesus had to do with his mother. John, if you turn to John 19:25-27 and read with me. John 19:25. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. And he said unto the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. You know, that disciple's name was John. And we can only assume Jesus' earthly father, Joseph, was no longer there because he wasn't there. You know, the Bible does not speak to it. But Jesus was concerned for his earthly mother, and he asked his very close friend, John, the disciple, to take care of her. So in conclusion, motherhood is important in God's eyes. And that's why the Bible is so explicit on the subject. We are to honor our moms and our dads and apply in life what they've taught us. Exodus 20:12 says, Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So wisdom and knowledge that can be passed on is a gift that parents can give because they've learned through hardship, persistence, challenge, stubbornness, and most importantly, the love that they want to pass on. God's love is always open to anyone who desires to call upon his name. The invitation is open to those who needs a prayer as a church or wishes to be baptized in his name. So let's all stand and sing the song of invitation that has been selected.